This is Ted Kennedy. The battle is on to raise the minimum wage. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, the minimum wage has been stuck at $3.35 an hour since the administration took office. In the past 6 years, it's lost 27% of its value to inflation. It's too low to keep millions of working families out of poverty. Now a drive is on to close the gap and make the minimum wage a living wage by boosting it to $4.65 an hour over the next 3 years. No one able and willing to hold a job should have to work for wages below the poverty line. A full-time job should never mean a lifetime of poverty. Business is crying wolf, but impartial studies prove that the increase will have no significant effect on unemployment or inflation. For 50 years, Republicans have railed against the minimum wage, Bob. Do you really want to make it 51?
Ted, your sympathy and good wishes for working Americans are refreshing change. It's too bad you ignored their plight for the first 7 years of this decade. And I'm pleased you're worried about inflation. But where were you all those years when Democrat policies were pushing inflation into double digits and working people into the poorhouse? The truth is, the Reagan Revolution has really paid off for working America with tax cuts, lower unemployment, and tax reform, which took 6.5 million low-income wage earners off the tax rolls altogether. Ted, every nonpartisan study shows that hiking the minimum wage costs people jobs. When employers face cost increases, they take it out on part-time, inexperienced workers. That's a cruel blow for our young and minorities. Ted, we want to help these people, not hurt them. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's time for a new crackdown on drugs on the highways. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.